What does the American political drama House of Cards have in common with the sitcom The Big Bang Theory and the British crime series Sherlock? Well, it turns out they are all among the most popular foreign TV shows in China. Over the past 5 years, The Big Bang Theory alone has been streamed online more than 1.3 billion times. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains what young Chinese see in a cutthroat Washington politician, a bunch of nerds from Caltech, and an eccentric British detective.
To appreciate how much some young Chinese love the BBC series Sherlock, step inside 221B Baker Street. That's Holmes' fictitious address in London, and the name of a cafe that opened last year here in Shanghai's former French concession. Good luck, though, finding a table.
Business has been very good since the premiere of the third season. People have to line up or make reservations in advance on Saturday and Sunday, otherwise they can't get a seat.
This is Eric Zhang, cafe's 27-year-old owner. Like many Chinese, he grew up reading the detective classics by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, translated into Chinese.
My father is a detective, so I'm very interested in these books. He investigated many criminal cases, just like Sherlock. Murders, smuggling, arson. He would come home and tell me his analysis of the cases, how he captured the bad guys. Actually, I aspired to be a policeman, but I didn't pass the physical and opened up a cafe instead.
The cafe, all wood and leather, is drenched in Sherlock paraphernalia. On the wall next to the bar are handwritten Sherlock plot lines. By the window sits a table full of what is supposed to be Dr. Watson's medical equipment, including a microscope.
This is amazing. He has these old glass syringes that a friend gave him from a Chinese hospital, but they're so old they actually look like they're from the period.
And there are endless photos of Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Holmes in the series. Zhang explains the shrine-like treatment of the British actor.
To tell you the truth, girls are especially fond of him. He has personal charm. It's irresistible. He has qualities of an idol.
Indeed, nearly every customer here today is female. Tina Zhou is 25 and works in a Chinese state-owned company. She says Cumberbatch, whose Chinese nickname is Curly Fu, a reference to his hair, plays a great Holmes.
He combines all these qualities. He's intelligent, pretty humorous, has a sort of dry humor. He's charming, talented. He carries himself in an elegant way. A gentleman.
The hottest foreign TV show in China right now is House of Cards, the sinister beltway drama from Netflix. Chinese viewers have streamed episodes more than 56 million times since season 2's debut on Valentine's Day. Andrew Zhang binge-watched all 13 episodes in a single day. He thinks the show, in some ways, may be more interesting to Chinese than Americans.
Because you got this kind of political drama all the time, while in China, there's no political drama.
The Communist Party would never allow such a dark portrayal of its own politics. And when China does produce political dramas, Zhang says they tend to be period pieces filled with stock characters.
Everyone is like a hero. Everyone is like a great statesman. It's just propaganda, I gotta say. But in House of Cards, what you are going to see is the sausage-making process.
Zhang grew up in Beijing and is now a law student in Illinois. He says another attraction to this season is its China storyline. It features Xander Feng. He's a corrupt Chinese businessman with close ties to the party, and he's trying to cut a secret deal with the White House. In this scene, he tells a U.S. official that Washington should continue to pressure China to allow its currency to rise.
There will be no Port Jefferson Bridge unless the lawsuit is reintroduced. When you do, there will be those on the standing committee who protest, but I'll manage them. The majority want reform.
The plot point is far-fetched, but Zhang says it illustrates a political truth. The Communist Party is anything but monolithic.
This shows American people and all the freshman congressmen doesn't know too much about Chinese politics, that actually there's division. And if you work in a way that is being super hawkish to China, it might be not a great policy.
In recent years, one of the most popular American TV shows here has been The Big Bang Theory. A big reason? Many young Chinese identify with the main characters, nerdy science guys. The show was a big hit among Chinese college students who are more bookish than their American counterparts.
When Yu Wen-Ting attended Sichuan University a few years back, she says many of her classmates were just like the Big Bang Theory's lead characters, Sheldon and Leonard.
They find themselves have the exactly same issue as the guys in the show of finding girlfriends and talking to girls because their life is full of work and lack a social aspect. So they feel themselves pretty awkward when facing girls.
Like the opening scene of the CBS series, where the two scientists meet a beautiful blonde who lives across the hall.
Guess I'm your new neighbor, Penny.
Oh, Leonard, Sheldon.
Hi.
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 Young Chinese recognize other traits, such as Sheldon's self-absorption.
You bought me a present?
Uh-huh.
Why would you do such a thing?
I don't know, because it's Christmas?
Oh, Penny, I know you think you're being generous, but the foundation of gift-giving is reciprocity. Like, you haven't given me a gift. You've given me an obligation.
Dunn, a grad student in southeast China's Jiangxi province, says Sheldon reminds her of many only children in China.
I would say Sheldon is very self-centered. After the one-child policy began in China, there are many only children. They grew up in an environment without many siblings, so they all, to some extent, regard themselves as infallible.
The Big Bang Theory, now in its seventh season, is losing some of its appeal here. People say the writers seem to be running out of gas. But newer foreign shows are coming along, attracting audiences. Young Chinese are increasingly drawn to an eclectic mix, which includes Two Broke Girls, The Vampire Diaries, and Masters of Sex. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang. Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They